I'm one of those people who can never throw anything away. Our cupboards are filled with costly bric-a-brac and drawers overflow with expensive curios acquired long ago. Even the memory capacity on my mobile phone consistently is bursting at the seams with accumulated family photos. My wife, who has an infinite amount of patience, has told me, "It's gotten to the point, dear, that there's no room in our home for anything new." This was the motivation over the past few months for me to become familiar with our local high street charity shops. Whenever I entered with bags to give away, I wondered, how much does one really need in life? While some of my contemporaries still like to accumulate things, with little exception, I've now discovered that it's more joyous to give them away. Divesting, I'm hoping, will help me find a way back to a simpler, less cluttered quality of life. My late mother understood this a decade before she passed away, dividing up all her treasures and summoning each of us to take what we wished or let it be discarded. And still, after she died, there were trunks of her favorite items for us to go through. An ancient rabbinic saying from the 2nd century book Ethics of the Fathers states that one who increases possessions increases anguish, meaning that the more things we have, the more worry they're likely to cause us. We've done this kind of clean-out once before when our children outgrew their belongings, and perhaps this decluttering period will be seen as my minimalist phase, but more and more, I find myself using less and less. Gifting is a natural way to release joy. When first acquired, these lovely items were a part of my life. If they could speak, perhaps we would thank each other for the pleasures received. But circumstances change, and these silent sentries, sitting in a corner of the house, no longer draw my attention. It's time to find them a new home, where they will again be cared for. Having served me well, I feel good letting some of them go.